Daf Ayin Dalet 74. So the Mishnah about the Yevama and whether or not, so it's this three-way machlokas between a woman is widowed with no children, the husband had no children, she needs Yibum or Chalitza from her brother-in-law or brothers-in-law. And the question is, during that intermediate period when she says Shomeret Yavam, awaiting either Yibum or Chalitza, does the Yavam, the prospective husband or does he have rights over her Nedarim? So Rabbi Eliezer says yes. Whether there's one Yavam or many Yavamim, they have rights over her Nedarim to be Mefir. And Rabbi Yoshua says if there's only one brother, so then he has rights. But if there's more than one brother, so then they don't. Now, why was that?
Because he was exclusive.
Because he was exclusive. And if there's more than one, you don't know which one will end up being the Yibum, being the Yavam, or we're doing the Chalitza. And therefore, retroactively, we don't know
who would have been that
brother. At the moment that he wants to be, that any one of them wants to be made for the Neder, so we can't say for certain that they are the Yavam. Even if in the end they will end up being the Yavam. But since there's a problem of Breira, of retroactively being Koveya, which one it was, so we can't let any of them do it. And Rabbi Akiva says, Bechlal, there's no... In the case of Yibum, because the nature of that relationship is categorically different.
So we discussed, but does the this, let's say the Shomer Yavam, or even more so if there's more than one brother, they have financial obligations to the.
So we talked about that last week. So I said
we did discuss that.
So I thought that. But I'm not sure.
I'm wondering how that would work. I can understand if there's one. That would seem fairly clear. But what if there's more than one? How does that work?
Right, so I'm not sure.
Wasn't at that point that there's Mamar?
No, so then that's a different... We'll see that was what Rav Ami said about Rabbi Eliezer. That Rabbi Eliezer said that, yes, that the Yavam has, even if there's more than one, but the one who did Ma'amar, who did this kind of the equivalent of Erusin, but we'll see momentarily that that's not clear exactly what Ma'amar is, that he has rights. So this question about Breira, the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if there's Ein Breira, so how can either...
Ein Breira as a lachanza or Ein Breira in this case?
Either there's no Ein Breira, or in this case there's Ein Breira, right? But if we say Ein Breira, how can Rabbi Eliezer allow... And Rabbi Eliezer allowing this guy to do it...
You have to say there is Breira?
Is implicit that he holds there must be Breira.
Right, because he says even if the case of two...
So Breira means... Then I'm confused about
Breira. Means that whichever one in the end
Breira
winds
means
up...
That,
oh, it's retroactively it turned out to be that was the one?
Right. So the Ran apparently addresses this question. The Ran explains that with regard to the law of Breira, Hafara is different than Kinyan. In the case of Hafara, when the husband annuls the neder, it's necessary that it be known that he is her true husband. And why is that? Because it's a pasuk. Isha Yifarena. That her husband, the Torah specifies that it's him in his role as husband that does it.
That applies to Hafara, but not to...
No, so Isha Yifarena. So the Ran says that is the din. There you see that's the problem. That's why you need to have specificity.
That's a problem, that's the...
With the Yavam.
That's a claim against Rabbi Eliezer? So
Rabbi Eliezer, even if Rabbi Eliezer holds Yesh Breira, it doesn't matter. Because Yesh Breira kind of changes things retroactively.
Right, but at the time,
but at this moment, even if you hold Yesh Breira, he is not in fact her husband. With Yesh Breira, at most what you can say is he is the one that we will find out afterwards is her husband.
We've already seen that. There doesn't you don't have to be the actual husband. You can be the husband in Toto or wherever it's called. You can be. You can be the presumptive husband, the same way we saw other cases where
when
but when she's
in, after Erusin.
But she's in a ruse.
After Erusin, so she's in a ruse. She's an Ishish.
But she's not her husband.
But he's considered.
But he's considered her baal. For those purposes, he doesn't have all the rights of after Nisur.
No, you know, if she's if you thought it was her husband, then there would be a question about whether you could do hafara. But he can't do astam arus, can't do hafara because he's not her husband. So we say that it has to actually be her husband. Here's a case where he's right. Not her husband, and yet there are still cases where in potential where you're going to be.
So this plays into the question of what is the status of a yavam.
So I'm saying, but that's if you want to say that an arus is not a husband for the sake of nadar, because we say that,
right?
And then you can say that in certain cases a potential husband.
And who says that?
Rabbi
Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says an arus is not a husband. He has no rights over nadar.
But if you want to say that nobody in the previous mishnah where we saw that an arus, even if we accept that arus is not a husband, then but there are cases where even if you're an arus, you still can do hafara because the potential is sufficient. Then Rabbi Eliezer could say, in that case, you have a potential husband, and that's enough. And then you can say Breyer applies.
So Rabbi Eliezer says that even if Rabbi Eliezer holds Yesh Breira, that's irrelevant for the conversation of him being considered sufficiently her husband for the purposes of Hafaras Nadar. This is what the Ran says. The Rosh says, without dealing with this, placing it in the Pasuk of Isha Yiferena, because right, even with Yesh Breira, you can't say at this moment, he is her husband. At most, you can say he will be proven to have had been her husband. What is that called? The pluperfect? Yes? But the Rosh, not resorting to that pasuk or that drush on the pasuk, says that the zikah cannot take effect on the Yavam unless it is known at that time that he is the one who will actually do the Yibum. So this mystical connection, when there's only one brother, when there's two brothers and one of them drops dead, so the Zikah, this mystical connection, automatically links itself to the surviving brother. When there's one brother. And that's what is sufficient to allow him to say that he is enough of a quote unquote husband in order to have rights over Nadar. But when there are two brothers. What? He's going to have to. When there's only one surviving brother, he's going to have to be the husband, or he's going to have to do chalitza. But in all cases, there is this halachic bond between the two of them.
No, that's not true. He doesn't have it.
Why?
He could die.
Yeah, he could die. But
no, that's a big thing.
But
you're still talking about something very much in potential, because if he dies, that's
the point.
How far they did back
but Kol Od he's alive, she has this connection to him. She can't remarry.
Well, say, the hafara would stand if he was mafer and they died and never ended up marrying her. You would say that for us stood because you were talking about the potential was sufficient. It wasn't just what actually, because he had to marry her. I mean, he didn't have to. He didn't end up doing it. And it still was
he has a mitzvah to say to either marry, to do yibum or to do chalitza.
In case of chalitza, even if he doesn't die, in case of chalitza, so
the chalitza breaks the zika.
Breaks the zika. The mafreya said, well, he wasn't going to be.
No. Zika is not like saying the mafreya. Zika means that they had this connection. And there's two ways out. Either you go through, just like with marriage, you get married, you get divorced. Right? Chalitza is tantamount to a get. It's not a get. And just like yibum is not nisuin, exactly. Right, but they accomplished the two same things. The get means that there had been this connection between man and wife, and now it's severed. And the nisuin means there had been this connection between the mikadesh and the mikudeshet, and now it's culminated. So the Rosh says when there's two brothers, two surviving brothers, the zikata, in other words, it's a kind of middle position. It's similar to Rabbi Akiva, who said there's no zikah. Right? That the zikah is, it doesn't land. It can't attach because there's two competing brothers, and any one of them can do it. And even if one says, "I'll do it," even if one says, "I'll do ma'amar," which is this dirabonon type of symbolic erusin, the other brother can come. The other brother can come and be makadesh. There's no meaning that there's still the obligation that somebody has to do Yibum or Chalitza, and she is stuck until they do it. But it's not that one of them is, and therefore it's not enough to retroactively say Breira.
There was a in Shantz's quotes here, we're talking about Zika, sort of my etymological hat, that the Yavamah, it comes from Skuka. And so basically, that's maybe the thing I was looking at, there's a connection. Because now we say Zika, it's a connection to Yavamah, but if she's Skuka, she is Skuka to Yavamah.
So the Rush says that it's a kind of like low-level Zika. Right? And that is not... If that's correct, so why does the Gemara ask... that Rabbi Eliezer would have to say Ein Breira. You could still say, in other words, say that this Zika and Breira are unrelated. Right?
Right.
So either brother should have, right. And they're all equal. You don't need to say Breira and afterwards to say this is the one, so that if the other brother had done the Hafara, then it was an illegitimate Hafara. The two, he disconnects the two.
Well, because in fact only one.
Because in the, yeah, right. Only one of them will end up doing it. Only one of them can do it. What? Either brother could do it, but only one can. Right. And that idea is not entertained apparently by the Rishon.
So then the question of Breira, what happens if there's Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven is Mefer, but then she ends up marrying Shimon? How would Breira justify that?
What?
Let's say there's Yesh Breira.
Yeah.
And Reuven, and according to Eliezer, there's Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven is Mefer, but she ends up marrying Shimon. Breira wouldn't even, I mean, how would that justify the...
Because so according to Rabbi Eliezer, so that's the point, that either of them, that in other words, it's unconnected to the conversation of Breira. Either of them, in other words, the point of saying that there's no zika to any one of them means that they're all equal, have an equal hand.
And it's not a question. The Breira is just not an issue.
And Breira is not related to this conversation.
Right.
So the Gemara here on Amud Beis says, remember, Rabbi Ami said that how could Rabbi Eliezer work? It must be, and it's when there's a lot of different brothers. So Rabbi Ami, so everything we said until now is before Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami's explanation goes like this. There's a lot of brothers. How could any one of them do it? You're going to find out afterwards that he's not the one that married her, that did Yibum with her. So Rav Ami says, Rabbi Eliezer must say that one of them did Ma'amar, and he's the one that's Mayfair after Ma'amar.
Even though technically another brother could
even though technically another brother could swipe in, but Ma'amar is sufficient enough to give that brother upper hand. Right? And presumably writes
it
over
the... It
says something about attention. And it's a Chazal certainly say that there's now a connection, as opposed to a Kiddushin. It's similar to Kiddushin. So it looks like Kiddushin. And Chazal modeled it on Kiddushin. Right? Because what's Ma'amar? You give her a ring and you say, Hare at, what do you say? Mikudeshet li bezikat yavmin. And you give her a ring or a shtar or shavakesef, right? But it's
would
not.
Would you have to do it even if you're doing chalitza?
What?
Even if he was planning on doing chalitza, he would still do it?
No. I don't think so, because that's the point. In other words, chalitza is saying that the point of ma'amar. I think this is correct. I may not be. I think the point of ma'amar was that what's ibum? Ibum is they would have sexual relations, and that first relations is what was koveya, the mekayim the ibum, and now she is to him a wife l'chol davar. So Chazal were uncomfortable with this idea. Just like they did away with being Mekadesh with Bia. Because it's pritzistik, not everybody has the proper kavanas and everything else. So they said it's not, but what can you do? Minatora, that's the definition of Yibum. You can't get rid of it. But if you preempt it with this pseudo kedushin, which took on the nickname Ma'amar, so then it makes the whole thing look a little more proper. But if you're intending on doing chalitza anyway, so then you don't, I don't think you would do ma'amar. If somebody did ma'amar and then backed out and decided they made a mistake, they don't want to do ibum, then presumably you could still do chalitza. But that's the case.
Even though he had gone through this whole thing of ma'amar, given a ring or whatever, and said, that should be whatever the nusach is, all he would have to do is...
I don't know, but I presume that that's the case. You know, Yevamos is a messiah. You know, Todd's been learning Yevamos for a long time. And one day I'm like, I see him. But it's, you know, but Todd's like a real lamdan, not like the rest of us. So, but you know, Yevamos is not something you encounter. I've learned sugyot, but I've never properly learned Yevamot Kimoshet Tzarich, and there's a reason. So the Gemara here at the top of Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, Tznan Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Uma im Isha Shekana LaAtzmo, Hare Hu Mefir Nidareha, Isha Shehiknu Lo Min Hashemayim, Eino Din Shemefir Nidareha. As this is a revisit of what we saw, this is the Gemara is trying to break down this Kal V'chomer, right? In other words, he makes a Kal V'chomer. He says when a guy goes out and is Mekadesh a Nara Murasa, so he gets rights over her Nidarim in partnership with her father, and when he marries a woman outright, he has rights over her Nidarim. Kal v'chomer he should have rights when min hashamayim it's created. V'i b'sha'asa b'ma'amar kona la'atzmo hu shekona la'atzmo la'atzmo hu shekona la'atzmo ayidei shamayim. Right? So shouldn't it be that ma'amar? Now, what's the point? Ravami's explanation undermines the Kal V'chomer. Why? Because it doesn't fit with Rabbi Eliezer's own explanation of his logic. Rabbi Eliezer says that in the case of Yibum, the Yavam has rights because HaKadosh Baruch Hu assigned him to her. But according to Rav Ami, Rabbi Eliezer's halacha only applies when?
If there's been ma'amar.
Right. And ma'amar is certainly not kinyan bidei shamayim.
Right. Ma'amar is
the chazal. Well, it's partially.
Why? It's not because it's the whole thing's in the Rabbonah.
No, it's partially in the sense that not just anybody can do ma'amar. It has to be one of the people who's...
Seder, but it can't be. The whole idea of the kinyan shehiknu lo min hashamayim, right? Only here works post-ma'amar. But Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rav Ami, Rabbi Eliezer would not allow a husband to be made for nedarim before ma'amar. Before ma'amar, you still had the kinyan min hashamayim, but you didn't have the kinyan bidei basar adam. So it under Rav Ami's explanation for the mechanics of Rabbi Eliezer undermines the stated logic of Rabbi Eliezer. So Tifshot the boy Rabba. So let the whole thing, if Ravami is correct, so then that should be able to resolve a kasha of Rabba. What did Rabba say? Rabba asked, Ma'amar lebeit Shammai, Erusin ose o nisuin ose. According to Beit Shammai, what is the nature of the Ma'amar? Is it tantamount to nisuin, to Erusin, or is it tantamount to nisuin? L'may nafkamina?
Well, one nafkamina would be like nisuin. The connection would be far more powerful. Would be as powerful as a marriage.
Right.
And therefore,
so yeah. Rashi, the pseudo Rashi here gives three nafkaminas. He says, for the purpose of Yerusha, that if it's like nisuin. Right, so he's Yorish. If he's a Kohen and she dies, he should be Metame himself. And if she's Mezana, if it's like Nisuin and she's Mezana, then she and her paramour are both Chai Misa. The Ran. What? It's Arayos, but it's not Chayv Misa. Chenek. The Ran says the Nafkamin is that after Ma'amar, whether or not you then require a chuppah to consummate the marriage. That's if Ma'amar is like a Kiddushin, so then Vakasha, everybody goes back to their own home and that's it. But if it's like Nisuin,
then they're married.
So then they're married and they have Bio, and that Bio is the Yibum and Zeu.
And the other Nafkamina would be would require a get. You know, if Ma'amar is only a condition of regard, we just said Chalitza. If Ma'amar has the same status as Kedushin but not as Nisuin,
yeah,
the guy can get out of it by Chalitza, we just say.
Right.
If it's Nisuin, he can only get out of it by a get.
I'm not sure. No, I think that the...
They're past the Chalitza stage.
In other words, first, when he says, is it like Nisuin, doesn't mean is it Nisuin. It means, is it tantamount to? So even if it's tantamount to Nisuin, it could be that at that point you would still need... At that point, I'm not sure.
If it's like Nisuin, does that mean that, like, basically, as soon as you do the Ma'amar, right away the... Like, if it was like Erusin, you have a time between Ma'amar and the time that actually they complete the process. But if it's Nisuin, they, like, basically that's it, they right away... go right to
their marriage home.
Presumably. And if that's the case, then there doesn't leave much like room for everybody else's Ma'amar to have any effect on Hafra. When is that? Like 5 minutes? That's pretty much she already married. Like, once there's no chiddush there to say that she's that.
I guess
he would have to say that he's.
De'i erusin ose hatznan nara hamurasa aviu ba'ala mefirin nidareh. So Amar of Nachman. So here's the case. Let's say the girl is a Na'ara. So if she's a Na'ara that needs Yibum, so does the husband who has the rights have to do it with partnership with the father, or can he do it all on his own? There's a... So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ma Yafer, Yafer B'Shutfut. So if it's like Nisuin, if it's like Kiddushin, so then they can do Hafra B'Shutfut, the Yavam and the father. Tanya Nami Hochi, Krevi Ami.
They can do it. That's a requirement, though.
No, Senator. If that's the case, so then that's proof. If he has to do it with the father, so that's proof that the ma'amar is like what?
Like Kiddusha,
not like Nisuin. Right? Because if it was full Nisuin, then you wouldn't need the father anymore. Right? After Nara Murasa that gets fully married, so then the father's out of the picture. Staninami Hochi Kerbiami. So there's a brisa that's parallel to what we saw in our Mishnah. And the Nisuach of the brisa sheds light on Rabbi Eliezer, and we'll see how that plays out with Ravami. So I'm Rabbi Eliezer. Oh, no, I'm sorry, wait, I skipped the line. Shemeret Yavam. Bein Yavam Echad, Bein Shnei Yavmin. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yafir. Okay, so far. Rabbi Yoshua Omer Le'echad Velo Le'shnayim. Okay. Rabbi Akiva Omer Lo Le'echad Velo Le'shnayim. So far, so good. Omer Rabbi Eliezer. Uma in Isha She'ein Lo Chelek Ba. Ad shelo tavo lirshuto, mishebat lirshuto nigmaralo. Isha sheyesh lo chelek ad shelo tavo lirshuto, mishebat lirshuto eino din shetigmorlo. So it's a different explanation of his logic. What is Rabbi Eliezer saying here? No. Ma'in isha she'ein lo chelek ba'ad shelo tavel reshuto. Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Akiva, just like you want to say, if a man can't be mefer the nedarim of a woman when he has no chelek, he has no share, no rights over her nedarim until she enters into his reshut, meaning, well, no, maybe kiddushin. Before they have any relationships, obviously he has no rights over her.
So by reshut, right?
I don't know. It sounds like we should. I mean, otherwise, it's the exact same thing as the previous thing about the shakanalat mo de shemayim. Here it's saying shakanalat mo definitely sounds like kedushin,
right?
Kanalat mo, right? That's because you have kinyan. Shabal shuto, that really sounds like nisuin.
No, so right. So, but here's the point. That in other words, what happens when the brother dies? Reuven and Shimon. Reuven dies. Shimon suddenly acquires a chelek. It's a little bit the brisa. The Mishnah is more poetic. The Mishnah talks about kinyan bidei shamayim, kanala atzmo. You can understand why Rebbe preferred the nusach in the Mishnah over the more, I don't want to say crass, but the brisa is a little more, you know, it makes it sound like she's like, you know,
mechanical in some way.
Something you buy in the shuk,
right?
So here, what happens when the brother dies? She suddenly comes into his reshut, into the brother-in-law's, to the surviving brother's reshut. So once she enters the brother-in-law's reshut, doesn't it make sense that he should have rights over her nedarim? In other words, in the way the Brisa phrases it, what gives him the rights? Once she enters his reshut, when they get married, when they have nisuin, so then she enters his reshut, he has rights over nedarim. Right? When she's a na'ara mureset, she half enters his reshut. So therefore, what does he have? Half rights in partnership with the father. When his brother, Rahman al-Islam, dies without leaving children, his widow enters the surviving brother's reshut. So doesn't it make sense that he should have rights over her nedarim? That's the logic of Rabbi Eliezer in the Braisa.
Right.
That squares a little better with Rav Ami.
Okay, he's fully married.
Is it married? So
the father's out of the picture.
Yeah.
The husband dies. The father comes back, I don't remember.
So she can go back, I think, and eat, you know, truma and stuff like that.
Yeah, right. It's not a question to ask whether Ma'amar is considered.
No, but this is before Ma'amar. This has nothing to do with Ma'amar. This Bryce is back to the...
But isn't Rav Ami saying that Rav Yehuda means Ma'amar? That wasn't what Rav Ami said.
No, so that's the point. In other words, Rav Ami wanted to say that it's after Ma'amar. So the Gemara said, yeah, but that doesn't really fit with this idea of the mechanics of it being Bidei Shamayim. But now, according to the Bryce, it's less problematic. Right?
Why is Adam saying different than the Breita? Why is the Breita better?
Because the Breita is not talking about the relationship being formed bidei Adam or bidei Shamayim. It's talking about entering the Rishut. Beseder. So when does she enter the Rishut? According to Rav Ami, according to Rabbi Eliezer?
When the husband dies.
After Ma'amar.
Right, because, but again.
Right? Which you can't say in the Mishnah.
But the Breita hasn't talking about Nisuin. In sense of, at least in terms of hafra,
right?
So if you're making a comparison between hafra in a regular marriage, then it's got to be talking about hafra here too. So then that must be going to the Beit Shammai who says if it's like nisuin, because otherwise the parallel doesn't work.
No, but maybe in other words, maybe here we come back to the idea of the zika, right? That, in other words, when the brother
in the Mishnah, you have a stronger case. In the Mishnah, you can say Shemayim had a hand in this, and therefore a case of a Shemayim Diavam is even stronger than a regular case. But here, you're saying once he goes into Rishut, then he has rights over her. So when is it's the same entering Rishut is the same in both cases. In the Mishnah, they have two different cases. Here, it's the same thing. Once you go into Rishut, you have rights over her. In a regular case, you only have rights over her once you actually have Nisuin. And here it would also mean that have to be the Ma'amar would have to be equivalent to
Nisuin. No, so maybe by Yevamos it's different. Maybe by Yevamos the Etzem Zika is enough to. In other words, the problem is that these are not exactly Kiddushin and Nisuin are not exactly paralleled in the case of Yevamos.
No, I agree, but you can't have both ways. In other words, if you want to say the Mishnah is problematic because it talks about Shemayim and that doesn't, and then they're not, then you can say, but in the Mishnah it's clear the difference between Shemayim Devam and regular Kedushin. It's very clear. They're totally different cases, so you're saying, like you're saying now, but in the Breita, that's not the case. In Breita, they're just, you know, whenever she goes in, that's when it comes. So you can't have that and also say that the Breita works out better for Rami and also remain the original claim that there's an inherent difference between Kedushin and
Rami. Why? No, you can say, so how would Rami say? Rami would say that Rabbi Eliezer says that when the brother dies and the surviving brother, Reuven dies, Shimon is left. Reuven dies, Shimon does Ma'amar regardless of how many other brothers there may not be. When Shimon does Ma'amar, then she enters his Rishus. Doesn't it make sense that having entered his Rishus, just like an Isha Nisua enters the Rishus of her husband, meaning in the sense that it accomplishes that level of connection that it gives him the rights over the Nedarim. Whether or not Ma'amar is like Nisuin or like Erusin. The question of whether or not Ma'amar is like Nisuin or Erusin does not mean that Ma'amar is exactly like Nisuin or exactly like Erusin. Right? It's a question of what is it tantamount to. You know, when Chazal, all of these kinds of comparisons, when Chazal say, Malbim Panei Chaver Barabim Kishvich Adam Domi, right? So what does that mean? Does it mean if I see that you're about to say something that's going to embarrass him, I can shoot you? No, it doesn't mean that. Right? It's, I mean, in that case, it's a metaphor. It's a way of expressing that. This is a more legal context. But it means that is it more tantamount to this? Is it more tantamount to that? But it's not. Does even. Even Beis Shammai, who holds it's like Nisuin, thinks that they're not yet fully married. Because they're only fully married when they've performed the Yibum Act. When they perform the Yibum Act, which is the first sexual relations. So, no, it's not, again, the cases are not exactly parallel. So, Omar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva answers to Rabbi Eliezer. Again, this is in the Brisa. Omar lo Rabbi Akiva. Lo, im amarta beisha shekana lo laatzmo shekashem she'ein lo chelek ba, kach ein lacherim chelek ba. So just like when he's kone a woman for himself with kiddushin, so she's not fully his before the kiddushin. So similarly, no other person is. In other words, before Reuven is mekadesh Rochel, right? She's not mikudeshet to Reuven. She's not mikudeshet to anyone else. Nobody else has a right in her either. And if she's an adult woman, her father doesn't have rights in an adarim as well. But here, that's not the case. When there's more than one brother, Tomar beisha shehiknu lo min hashamayim shekashem sheyesh lo ima chelek, kach yesh lachem chelek ba. Even if one of the brothers does ma'amar, right? The others still have, technically speaking, equal rights to, or equal chance to, which is not true. If one person is Mekadesh Rachel, even before he does Nisuin, nobody else's Kiddushin can attach to her, right? You go up to a woman in the Shuk, and there's an Edom around, you say, Hariat Mekudeshet Li, you know, like the story you always hear happen in day schools 100 times at the Mach wedding. Right, you go up to a woman in the shuk and you say, "Hariat mekudeshet li b'tabadzu," and there's two witnesses there. It's a big problem, right? She's suffek mekudeshet. But what if somebody goes up to you're still happily married, which is handy in case you need any math tutoring. What if somebody comes up to your wife in the shuk and says, "Esther, hariat mekudeshet li b'tabadzu," and there's two kosher edim there. What's the status of that? Why? Because you can't be a Mekadesh and Isha Mekudeshet. It doesn't stick. It doesn't work. The mechanics don't work. Right? So, when you're Mekadesh, Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Elazar, when you're Mekadesh a woman, so you are blocking her off to everyone else. Nobody else could possibly be Mekadesh her as long as you're alive. That's not true with Ma'amar. Right? One guy does Ma'amar, somebody else, one of the other brothers, can come along and chaper. So, what? Or do the chalitza, right? So she's.